But if we'll give those broken dreams to Him, those broken pieces, He will make them more incredible and more beautiful than something we ever imagined.
You know, God can use our brokenness for His glory. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, Sharon Janes explains how she came to realize God's plan for her life.
My husband and I experienced years of infertility and then the loss of a child. And I was studying about being the bride of Christ. And I was actually reading the Song of Solomon. And I was reading that as if Jesus was the groom and I was the bride and He was talking to me. And I got to Song of Solomon chapter 2, verse 1. And the bride says, "I am the rose of Sharon." And God just stopped me. "What is your name?" "Well, Lord, my name is Sharon." So He just prompted me to go and look it up. So I went to look it up in my little Bible dictionary, and Sharon meant fertile valley. Now, my medical record has a big red stamp, I imagine, that says infertile on it. But God was showing me that day that even though my medical record might say infertile, that I was fertile.
And Sharon knew that while she may not be able to have children of her own, she could still raise up children in Christ.
He had made me fertile in ministry. And what He began to show me is that, you know, sometimes life doesn't turn out like we thought it would, and we have broken dreams in our lives, but if we will give those broken dreams to Him, He will make them into something more beautiful than we ever imagined. I think we have difficulties in our lives and struggles in our lives and broken dreams like I did, and God wants to fulfill our dreams, but probably not in the way that we imagined.
Even in pain and suffering, God can work through you. So be open and reach out to people through your experience.